a will of my children's great-great-grandfather. And it reads like this. Now, after he had disposed of all his material possessions, he says, now, as to the slaves, I want my slaves to be allowed to select the one of my heirs that they prefer to live with. The slaves had the preference. And no man shall be sold from his wife, and no child shall be sold until he reaches the age of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would believe that?
Yeah.
And yet it was common in the South. And look, when I lived in the country, there were two old slaves lived on our place. And you know what they said to me? Said, Lord Kevin, said we was a whole lot better off then than we is now because we had somebody to look after us. Of course, now you've got the trend of higher education and some of the Negroes they're beginning to grasp, and if they can't get it, they use violence. I had to take care of the other day, and the white people are responsible for part of it because they don't understand the relationships that exist between the two colors because they don't read the Bible, and the Bible is full of it. All right, here's the thing. The other day, 14 Negro congressmen in the United States Congress formed a caucus and made certain demands of the administration. That was before the election, of course. And 4 days later, your present administration appropriated $8 million to satisfy the demands of those 14 Negro congressmen. If it had been 175 white men, they wouldn't have got in the papers. Now that's the thing that's going on right now. Now we see what took place here in the Navy here a day or two ago, where 100 Negro sailors struck against the United States. If it had been 100 white men, they'd have put them in jail. But they're appeasing the Negro, and they think that's a way to get along with him. So as a consequence, the Negroes are drawing 75% of your welfare. They represent 10% of your population, and your FBI, the greatest source of information that we've got in this country, says that 65% of the crimes in this country, the major crimes, murder, rape, arson, everything, has been committed by 10% of your population.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody reads the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, the 3rd verse, they'll know how God feels about this in a marriage. Because God says, not a priest, a king, but God says, give your people, your children, your sons and daughters to these people as husbands and wives, and don't take their sons and daughters as husbands and wives for your people. That's the 3rd verse of the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, and the Bible's full of it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have any ill will against the Negro, and my record proves it. I built a church farm in the most violent section of this county. I hired a Negro preacher to preach to him.
All right, the last thing you mentioned was the dish made out of Indian cornmeal and liquid, and you called that
mush.
Okay. And how about the things that you grow in the garden? What you call them?
Vegetables.
All right, and what sort of vegetables did you have?
Well, they had cabbage and turnips and collards down this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had beans pretty largely, and tomatoes, potatoes. Those are the staple garden products.
Yeah. Well,
okra too.
Okay. How about something that you might serve with sausage and eggs made from ground corn and boiled? And sometimes serve with salt and pepper or butter and gravy. It's about, that size, maybe a little smaller now, about that big.